We're going to call the meeting to order.
That's nice.
Yes.
First of all, we have introduction of our new member. Only have one of our new members here, but Greg is our new member.
Hi.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself before we do the oath?
Yeah, I'm a Sherburne County Commissioner, been for 2 years. I did 27 years in law enforcement before I retired the first time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I was a contract archaeologist for like 7 years before I went into politics. So.
Hey. Wow. And you've been a commissioner for a couple of years?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years. I was on the township board a little bit before that. But
okay.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Yes. We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
So why don't we have you read the oath, and then we'll go around the room and say where we're from. And
okay. I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my judgment and ability.
Very good. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Teresa, why don't we start with you, where you're from and how long you've been on the board or anything interesting?
Teresa. I'm Teresa Dahl, Wright County Citizen Rep. A year. Just a year now.
Just a year.
Yes.
Oh, well,
wow.
Yeah. I'm Lynn Gruing, Stearns County Citizen Rep. A couple years. 3 years, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe
four.
Terrell Clark, Stearns County Commissioner. This is actually my district, and so very excited to be on here. And I just came on this fall, as everybody else knows, besides you, so I haven't been here very long either.
Okay.
I'm Karen Kunczak. I'm the director. I've been director for almost 10 years, and I've worked for the system for 25. So, nice to meet you.
I'm Jane Dietz. I'm a citizen rep from Sherburne County. I'm presently the chair, and I've been on the group here for about 7-8 years. I'm not quite sure exactly. I have it somewhere. So, welcome.
Patty, well, let's go. Administrative assistant. Let's see. Yep, I've been here for about 20 years.
I'm Zaria Anjum. I'm a Stearns County citizen member. This is my 7th year on the board.
I'm Laura Kingis from Sherburne County. I'm the citizen rep, and I've been on the board about a year.
Ed Pop, Benton County, and this is my 7th year.
Bobby Casper, Morrison County, 1 year.
Melissa Fee, Wright County Citizen Member. I don't know. I think since 20
years.
7 years. Yeah, no. Seven years. Thanks, Patty.
You just looked at it this morning.
You're checking us all, aren't you?
So she's not against
we're looking at who's going to be leaving next, and we're not.
That's not great.
Oh, my gosh.
J.C. Wallace, Wright County Citizen Member. I think I've been here 5 years. I think this is my 5th year.
Less than Melissa, I know that much.
Al Amdahl, citizen rep from Stearns County, and I think 4.
Patron for a lifetime.
What year do you
still
get
trying
here?
To be the number one checker outer.
Here you go.
What year do you
okay.
get
Okay. Well,
coming up on their last
I'm so glad year. Everybody so made it through the cold and got here. So next, on the docket here is the adoption of the agenda. Is there any questions or comments about the agenda, or is there a motion to accept it as is?
I'll make a motion. We accept the agenda as presented.
Is there a second? Ed, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the election of the 2025 Great River Regional Library Board officers. So the first one is for president. Are there any motions or thoughts about who you'd like for your president for the following year?
Madam Chair, I nominate Jane.
Second.
I second that.
Who got the second?
Thank you. Is there any other nominees for president? None. We'll close the vote for that and take a vote. So everybody wants me for president for another year. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Don't hear me. Well, thank you for your confidence. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jane.
Next, we have vice president.
I would like to nominate Zaria Anjum.
Second.
for vice president.
You're standing the favor. I do remember that.
I owe you.
Payback's a double.
Is there any other nominations for vice president?
Oh, do we need a second?
We need a second.
Oh, it's a second. Is there a second for
second?
Second.
Bobby? Just do. Okay. Now, is there any other nominations for vice president? Hearing none, I'll close the nominations for that, and we'll take a vote. All in favor of Zuria for vice president, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. She's not scared at all. Look at that. Look at confidence. Wow. So, 4.3, nominations for secretary. Melissa has been our secretary for 1 year. Is there any nominations for secretary?
I'd nominate Melissa.
Bobby, is there a second for Melissa for secretary?
I'll
go ahead.
That was Zuria. I heard it.
Another return favor.
So, any other nominations for secretary? So, hearing none, I close the nominations for that. All in favor for Melissa for secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're on for another year. Thank you. And next, for treasurer, we have Ed was our treasurer last year.
Nominate Ed Pop.
I'll second that.
Okay. I think we had two. Was that a first and a second over there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you catch all that? Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations. All in favor of Ed for treasurer, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Wow, that was about the easiest ever. Okay, next we get to the fun stuff. Appointments for 4.5, appointments for the Great River Board Standing Committees. So help me out with that, Karen. So I'll just start with finance.
Finance, okay. I think, is done.
Okay.
Because everybody's president and Ed is chair.
Okay.
And so there's six commissioners plus the citizen rep who's either the treasurer or the president. And so it's you and the six commissioners would
okay.
be on the finance committee.
So that's Terrell and Greg.
Terrell, Greg, Tim, Dunny, Bobby, Ed. Who am I missing?
Tina.
So you don't get to refuse it, so.
Yeah, it's automatic.
It's automatic.
Welcome to the Finance Committee. Thank you for saying yes with not saying yes.
Okay.
So next we have the Personnel Committee. JC has been chairing that for the last year, but we're not going to vote on chairs or any of that this year. But it's basically going to stay all the same, except Teresa wasn't on there last year, right?
So who are we appointing?
So we're appointing JC, Melissa, Lynn, Al, Teresa, and myself will be on there. And then we have the new person coming on who will be on there also. We have Holly will be coming on, right?
We only need seven.
Only need seven.
Okay, so then four.
JC.
So then we don't have Holly on there yet. We'll let her just sit for it.
So JC, Melissa,
Lynn,
Al,
Teresa, and myself.
Jane. So Tina's not on it again?
Oh, okay.
She was on it last year.
I was thinking we put the new person on there, the Holly.
It's up to you. It's just that
she
was on it last year.
Okay. Well, let's have Tina on there still then.
Okay.
Just make her do double duty because she's on both. Okay. So then next we have the executive committee.
Okay. I think we might have that too. So there's seven members.
Okay.
So it's past president would have been Ed.
Yeah.
He's also treasurer.
Ed's
so
everything.
He checks two boxes. He actually checks three boxes, but we'll get to that.
And
Jane, who's president, Zuria, who's vice president, Melissa, who's secretary, and then Ed again, who's treasurer. Jane is Sherburn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zuria is Stearns. Melissa is Wright. So the people who, and Ed is Benton. So then Tim Denny and Bobby Casper would be the two remaining members for executive.
Okay.
Because we need representatives.
From each county.
From each county.
So then Lynn won't be on this year, right?
Right, because she's not secretary.
Okay. Okay, that's Seth. That seemed easy. And then fund development. We lost Lisa Fobey and Lee Lynchmeyer. So there is room to join Zuria there. You have to be a pretty good bingo caller.
It's a fun committee.
It is a fun committee.
I'm interested in serving on that.
Okay. Terrell, thank you for stepping up.
We can have up to three.
Teresa, would you be interested in that? It's when is that meeting? It's
Most Wednesdays. Once every quarter from noon to 1.
And they have good treats. Is that a possibility?
Instead of asking. Yes. As long as it's not the second Wednesday, because I have to be in the cities on the second Wednesday.
We can juggle it. I think Wednesdays are generally good for you.
Yes.
Right?
Not the second Wednesday, Terrell just said.
We can make it the third Wednesday.
All Wednesdays are off, so I can make it.
Because I'll be on the road.
Second Wednesday.
That way you do a lot of card signings. What else do you do on there?
Plan for, what events? Are we going to do, events, how to get more funds for the library, write thank you notes. We just did that this January. So.
It's not that stressful, right? It's, as I said, in good treats, too. They always have a bowl of chocolates floating. Okay, so that's set. Teresa and Terrell, thank you for stepping up on that. And we're going to wait on union negotiations because we have a little bit of time to work on that. Is that correct?
We can wait if you want to.
Okay, I'd like to wait just till we get the full board, full committee back together.
Okay, so we'll do that in March?
March, if that would work. Okay, so we are done with that. So we're on to 5, approval of the minutes from the last board meeting. We've all had a chance to look at those. Any questions, additions, corrections?
I approve to approve the minutes for the last meeting.
Okay, is there a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor to take the minutes as they are written, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the Finance Committee meeting.
Same evening.
Pardon?
It was the same evening.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to approve those minutes.
I'll move for approval, Mr. Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor accepting the Finance Committee meeting's minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Number 6, open forum. There's nobody on the list. See this? This hasn't happened for over a year.
Wow. Hold it up. We'll take a picture, right?
It's too cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
That's right. Things that make us excited. Next, we're on to the financials, 7.1. The bills were emailed, and there was an addendum on the table. This is an action item. Is there any questions on the bills at all? Comments? Is there a motion to accept the bills as emailed and on the table? Addendum?
So moved.
I'll second.
Further discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote to accept the bills as written. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the financial reports. And that is page 15 in our packet, close to 15, where it starts. Is there any questions on the financials as they were sent to us? Additions? None. Is there a motion to accept the financials as emailed?
So moved.
Zuria, is there a second?
Second.
Ed? Any further discussion on that? None. Call for a vote to accept those. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Financials are accepted. Fourth quarter financial report. And that is page 15 for sure. Did Amy have anything to say?
We'll go over this in more detail in the Finance Committee meeting in February.
Okay.
But you can see where the dollars kind of landed for the end of the year. That was something we talked about in the last Finance Committee meeting, that we did anticipate a surplus, partly due to the large amount we accrued in interest over what we budgeted, and then partly due to unanticipated state aid. So we did designate, if you look at, let's see.
What page?
I'm looking. I don't know what's in here.
Such a problem to have so much extra money.
Yeah, it's a weird problem.
Yeah.
I like it. It's all one-time money, though.
Oh, they are.
So if you look at page 18, you can see we under-budgeted for patron and revenue recapture receipts. That's largely our print-to-go revenue, so the wireless printing is still making up for our Finds Free initiative for a large part. We under-budgeted revenue for the interest by $315,000. Oh. That will continue partly into next year, but that's going to catch up with us eventually. And so that's where the majority of the surplus came from. There's also, if you look at the RLBSS state aid revenue, this is still partly due to the change in legislation and the increase for state regional library basic system support aid a couple of years ago, and it was also indexed to inflation. And so we don't get that amount until after we've budgeted, but when we set this budget, we did not know what that amount would be, and that will no longer be true as we go into future budget years. So that was another $274,000.
They're going to move that date? Or
the date was already moved, but when we set this budget, it was 2023.
Okay.
So, you know, we're...
Yeah.
Our budget process is so far in advance, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen with state stuff.
That's true.
We'll have a better number in the 25 budget and for sure the 26.
Okay.
What we found out, though, last year is because it's indexed to inflation and because of the way the state pays education funds, we're always going to have a little bit more than what we budgeted because that a portion of the inflationary increase won't be available to us when we set the budget in July. So it's not going to be hundreds of thousands like this one, but it'll always be a little bit higher, assuming it continues to be indexed to inflation. And at this point, it would take legislative action to remove that index. So
Okay. We're
in pretty good shape with the way the legislature is looking so far. We wouldn't see a change in the next biennium, but we'll
not
see.
Not see no change. Anything.
Yeah, so largely this was unanticipated revenue.
Okay.
One-time revenue, because the interest was one-time. The fines, it's hard to say what will happen in the future with that revenue line. We get better at estimating that every year. And then the state aid, that was still catch-up from the legislative action.
For that, Karen?
Yep.
It is confusing.
It is.
Because we just don't know, right, what the next...
Right. It's hard because we set our budget in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there... this is an action item. Is there a motion to accept the financial report?
Madam Chair, I just had a question. What is the state cloud reimbursement that we budgeted for 85 and it came in at 89?
Where is that? Are you on page...
I am on page 18, right?
Halfway down or...
Pretty much all the way down where it is the other receipts and St. Cloud reimbursement.
Yes, that's part of the St. Cloud lease. So that's also an estimate. If you remember, the St. Cloud lease is set up so there's an in and there's an out. The out is Great River pays 82% of what it costs to maintain the building, and you'll see that on the following page under building maintenance, 1030, 4200, 240. So you can see that line was overspent because of the lighting project last year. Remember that discussion?
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of it is the reimbursement that Great River receives. We receive 82% reimbursement for the custodial salaries in the building. And that's based on actuals. So we estimate by what we think will be worked and then there's what actually happens. So this year with the St. Cloud reimbursement, we under budgeted slightly how much we would receive for 82% of the custodial salaries. But it was definitely offset by the overage on the expenditure side due to the lighting project.
So is there a motion to accept the fourth quarter financial report?
I'll move, Madam Chair.
Ed, is there a second?
Second.
That was a tie. Who wants to take second on that?
Carol. It was just a big pause. So.
Any further discussion on that? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we're to the consent agenda. Karen, you want to say anything about all that? We could take that as a block, right?
Yeah, you could take it as a block. It's routine, annual things that we do.
Okay, is there any questions on that?
No red flags there for you?
No.
Just the usual.
Just the usual. We still chose St. Cloud Times as the official newspaper. We haven't needed it since 2016, but that's who the city of St. Cloud chose, so it's easier if we pick that as the same, so that if we go out for a joint bid on this building, we're able to advertise in the same place.
Okay, so is there a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Any further discussion on the agenda, consent agenda?
Yeah, just question is maybe a bit aside, but how has the lighting system worked out since that was jointly done?
It's much better than it used to be. You can turn the lights on. You can turn them off. Yeah. They work every time.
It's not like before where we may have lights.
Right, yeah. It's much. Yeah, the light going to LED is a little bit different quality. You can tell that in this room. But it's a great improvement over flickering lights or lights that don't work at all. So.
Good.
We'll take it.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion on the consent agenda? So we have a first and a second. So I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Consent agenda is approved. Next, number nine, we have communications. Any questions on the meeting schedule? Does that meet everybody? Anybody have any conflicts on that?
And I should mention the work sessions are to be determined, but we hold these dates. April, we may have a work session to talk about strategic planning. We haven't really determined that. June, we usually don't unless we need it for budgeting. August, we usually don't. For sure, we will have the October one if strategic planning stays on track, because our hope is we would go through the draft strategic plan at that point.
And December, we don't usually have one, do we?
We usually don't. But it is a union negotiation contract opener a year, so that's if we're going to have a December meeting, it's usually because of that.
Okay. That's always nice when we get Patty's email reminding us if there's a meeting or not that month, so I do appreciate that. Any other questions on those communications? The certificate of excellence, what was that actually for? I didn't quite understand.
For property and casualty plan years 2019 to 2023, which
looks yeah. impressive.
It looked impressive. I thought, why not put it in the package?
Yeah. You
know what else to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have that framed in your office, or what'd you do with that?
Don't you have an I Love Me wall back there?
Good. Okay. We don't need to vote on that.
I can comment on that. That's pretty outstanding, because yes. MCIT has a huge amount of, they're competing with a huge amount of people, you know, different entities. And I don't know if they have, would you know, Terrell, do they have the libraries and that sorted out?
Actually, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure neither.
I wasn't able to be at their annual meeting this year, but it is a big deal.
Yeah.
We should be.
Any county or any entity that gets an award for MCIT, it's a big deal.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. It's not just a piece of paper.
Like, good thing I put it in here.
You might have to go to D.C.
Oh. It's cold there, too. You don't need to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, thank you for that commentary, Ed. Number 10, presentations. We have none.
We don't have any. We saved time for elections this time.
Okay. So. Staff reports. Karen.
A few updates.
Okay.
So, well, and I put this later. Wright County notified us this afternoon that Holly Lammers has been appointed to the Wright County citizen seat as of today. She was unable to be at the board meeting today, but we'll get her through orientation, hopefully before the February meeting, and then we'll be meeting with Commissioner Felber after to set up a date to kind of go through stuff, too. And let's see. That other part as a staff agenda item. Anything else? Oh, fund development. I know Zuri is going to update from the fund development committee, but as of Friday, we have 66% board participation of our 100% goal of board participation, so there's still 2 weeks left to participate. We're at about 75% of our total goal, with the average gift being $97 so far this year.
Is your challenge still on?
My challenge is on through the end of the month. I will give $20 to anybody's donation. You give a dollar, and I'll give $20. So just, I'd love to hear.
Can I just say something?
Oh, yes.
We've been really trying for so many years to get 100% participation from all board members. You can participate $1, $5. Doesn't have to be much. But it would be so nice to show our patrons and our staff that all of our board is committed in helping the cause. That has been one of my aims for the Fund Development Committee for multiple years, and I haven't gotten it, and I'm going to go this year just because I want this year to be it. So please, if you can just find it somehow, we still have 2 more weeks, if you can just contribute just a little bit so we can show that we all are committed.
Thank you, Zoria.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for your work on fund development. And then next, committee reports. Personnel committee did not.
Did you want to do anything with
what?
Management. The management reports. I just did the director's
report. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And I just thought you were doing them all.
Yeah, sorry. Human resources reports. I wanted to make sure to give a shout out to Lisa Hill, who hit her 25-year mark this month.
49.
Yep. She is now one of 15 members of the staff who have been here longer than 25 years. So that's pretty significant.
That says something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what does she do here? She's
a library associate. And, you know, thinking of the people who've been here that long, most of us have worn more than one hat. She actually started out as an assistant out in Way Park. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got some good staff sticking around, too, you know, these 1 years of service. Some of these positions were really challenging to fill. So, like, Robert, our new custodian, Brian, our distribution aide, like, these were positions that we weren't sure if we were going to be able to fill, and they've stuck with us and been good staff additions. So really appreciate the people on the list here.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Building management, building reports.
Delano is doing some visioning. I know Jeanette put it in her report, but just be aware that that wasn't a library we were thinking about a year ago in terms of the new building, but now the city is starting to think long range about that building as well. I know Monticello, there's done some talk, so you just never really know where the next building project's going to pop up. Painesville and Cold Spring are still having some pretty serious discussions as well.
I heard some rumors about Royalton, too, when we had strategic planning. Is there going to be a building going in there one of these days?
Royalton?
No, not Royalton. I'm sorry. No. Who was the fellow at my table? Oh, shoot. Royalton was Upsal? Next to Marla. There was a guy on my table.
Oh, John?
I thought
Jason.
He just said.
Cold Spring?
Cold Spring.
Jason,
yes.
Yep, that's Cold Spring.
That there might he's anxious to get a building in there.
Cold Spring, yeah, they have the property purchased. If you remember,
right.
Chris Dockendorf, the now city admin, actually has been leading the charge. My hope is that it will go forward. I know that particular parcel, there is a sliver of property along the trail that's owned by Burlington Northern, and that's kind of the holdup, I think.
You said it, they have to have $4 million, too, in the bank. Before they can start breaking.
Okay.
I thought but he was very anxious to see that
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, it'd be so great if it happens.
Yeah, he had a lot of hope. Yeah. Anything else? Summary of the 2024 activities?
For those of you who are new, on page 57, every year we do a report of Unique Management, which is our collection agency. We also do a report of our revenue recapture activities, which is on page 58. So Unique Management gives us a report of how many accounts we submit, whether we get the materials back, and how much we've waived from that total amount. So you can see that total amount reflected on the return on investment on the each quarter. So even though we have gone fines free, even though we don't actually credit report people, having this service pays for itself in terms of things actually coming back to the library. People still tend to hang on to stuff, and we still need to have these processes in spite of going fines free. Revenue recapture on page 58 is through the Minnesota Department of Revenue. So we send accounts to them if they've been through the entire credit collection reporting cycle. And then if they still have over $250-ish dollars of materials still out, we will try to recapture those funds through their property tax refund, income tax refund, things like that. And we have to pay for a database to support for the data that we need to submit to the Department of Revenue. And so we've run our own return on investment for the cost of that database versus submitting these accounts. And again, even though we've gone fines free, we still recoup the cost of maintaining this service to just get the stuff back. So until that stops happening, we'll continue these processes. It's really interesting that people don't bring stuff back. There's lots of options to do it. They just tend not to once in a while.
Yes.
Excuse me. How long have you gone fines free? I think you've told us, but I can't recall.
Fully fines free was 2023.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been two full years. We were juvenile fines free in June of 2019. So it was pre-pandemic that we made that move. And what we learned is, you know, while you're not collecting the revenue, it costs dollars to collect dimes, is the way I think of it. You know, the cost of having a payment card terminal and the overhead associated with credit card fees, that was a piece of it. The voided checks, there's just a lot of overhead with collecting those funds. So it made us a lot more efficient. We were able to cut some of the things that we were doing behind the scenes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Chair.
So next, 11.6, no other thing that you wanted to bring up? Okay.
Sorry.
12, committee reports. So 12.1, personnel committee met tonight. JC, a couple comments?
So we approved two different things in our personnel committee. One is... Nicole has been continually going through our policies for us to review any changes. We had some changes to the ESST policies that were mandated by the legislature. They had changed some things in there. We approved those. We approved our reviews. And we also, Nicole is continually going through the position descriptions and updating them as well. And we updated the different aides. We've got four different types of aides. And we updated all their, the pay, we had approved a pay increase for them, and so we updated the pay grade and some of the descriptions on there. Do I need to ask for a motion to do that? I always forget. does anyone have any questions about it before we ask for a motion? If not, can I get a motion to approve that?
You get to make a
motion to approve the personnel committee meeting.
I'd second that.
Any further discussion on that motion and second? Hearing none, call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The report is approved. Next, we 12.2, Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board. Karen is our chair of that board. I'm proud of it.
I'll also rely on Lynn and who else is on the board with me now? Just Dorothy, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Just want to say from the grant perspective, we are had our first grant meeting Friday. It went quite well. We have a lot of new guidelines. We have a lot of new ideas of how we're going to give the grants out. We have like a flow sheet of the importance of the grant, if the person will need the grant again next year, and a lot of different ways they're going to grade them. So it will be kind of automatically done by Bonnie, who works for Resource Training and Solutions. I think the system should work greatly. It will be greatly improved once we get it going. We're also looking to find our committee, our members base, who we're going to be giving these grants to, who we're going to be looking to do programs for. The remaining budget did go back into the general fund that was left from the grants from last year, and we'll be looking to figure out how much money we want to take out of that to put for new grants coming in the following year. Is it April? We have a meeting in March. Will be our next meeting, I believe. It's quarterly. Mm-hmm. And Lynn is our secretary on that board, too. Is that not correct, Lynn? That's a great job. And Karen is our chair. And I'm just on the grant committee, so I shouldn't even be talking.
No, that's good. I'm glad you had an update. It's been too long since the meeting.
Yeah. It's a beautiful facility, and if you ever get a chance to go through it out there. It's set up really, really nice. So, 13, unfinished business. Do we have anything there, Karen?
Nope.
14.1, the 2026 budget process timeline. Karen has probably a few words to say about that.
Page 59. So, for those of you, so this is your second year, this might look more familiar now. It's kind of a lot for the first meeting. So the Great River Board Joint Powers Agreement says that we have to have a budget set by August 1st. And when we added the Finance Committee to the bylaws, we also adopted Benton County's base budgeting process for our budget process. So January, you'll see the yellow dot. That's where the full board says, go forth, Finance Committee. These are the budget process timelines, and the Finance Committee will be responsible for setting up the budget process guidelines. So at the February meeting, the Finance Committee will come together, review those guidelines. We'll go over how the signatory shares work and just get everybody up to speed on how the budget works. Then in March, the management committee and any department budget requests, or the management team and any budget requests, will be filtered through the accounting office. We will pull together what it costs to do business the same next year based on what we know today. So, for example, if the overdrive contract has an automatic 3% increase, that goes into that base budget just as a point of reference. It's not the final budget. It's just this is what it's going to cost if we make no changes. And we'll have to do some guesswork because we don't know, you know, what will contracts look like, what will open enrollment look like. It's our best guess. Unless the Finance Committee tells us to do something differently, that's the process we would follow. And then once the Finance Committee approves any additional requests to the budget, so like last year we had a department budget request for additional staffing in St. Michael due to the increase in activity, that would be approved by the Finance Committee and be built into that base budget for a preliminary budget, which would be in May. So the Finance Committee would make those recommendations, take a look at the preliminary, and then the preliminary would be presented to the full board in May for its first look. Once we go through that process, that might be good. That's sometimes where we land, and then we just go back to it in July and pass a final budget in July. The budget has to be passed by the full board. We have delegated the process to the Finance Committee because it's made up of the six commissioners and the chair of the president, depending on who's sitting in that seat. So it allows a smaller committee to take a deeper look at the full budget and have those deeper discussions and then bring those recommendations to the full board for passage, hopefully in July. So that's what this process outlines. And the first step in the process is the full board saying, hey, yeah, we want to do this way again next year. And let's get started. So if you have questions about that, I can go more in depth if you want to. But it's been working pretty well since we started doing it. Boy, 2016, I think, was the first budget that we set like that.
Okay, so this is an action item. So we need to approve that. Are there more questions about the budget process?
I'm sure I'll make a motion to approve the budget timeline.
Ed?
I'll second.
Second from Laura. Any further discussion on that?
No, I don't know. I think there was hardly nobody's been here when you did it the old way, I don't think.
No, there's nobody left.
Yeah. But I guess
you probably have heard stories.
Yeah, I understand. That was a struggle, huh?
Yeah. We didn't have a finance committee, and so a lot of the stuff got hashed out in a 15-member discussion, and you had commissioners who were trying to get their head around what their county share was, and then, you know, we were proposing, do we want a 1%, do we want a 2%, do we want a 3%, do we want a 5%, what is a 0%, and then we'd have to go back to the table, and it was just really dysfunctional. It's much more straightforward now. It's a big budget, and there's so many moving pieces, it's hard to understand it.
I can just remember former Commissioner Berkeley coming back and just shaking his head, and then I think he talked to Monty about coming to present our process to you.
Yeah, he came to the Finance Committee was new, and he presented the process to the Finance Committee, and it's been the same ever since. Mm. Yeah, we were very fortunate to have Monty's expertise.
We do a first and a second, is that correct, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion on that? Hearing none, a call for a vote. All who would like to accept the budget process timeline, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 14.2, Great River Regional Library Policy Review and Revisions. Karen, you want to speak to that one too?
Sure. So in 2023, we did an overhaul of the collection development policy. At that point in time, we said, hey, we should probably be looking at policies on a regular basis. Can we get through them all in maybe a three-year cycle? So this is an attempt at that. The administration policies are the very beginning of our policy manual. And we did skip a couple of chapters because we are in the process of updating those. So you'll see 2C and 2D seem out of sequence. That's because part of it is strategic plan, part of it's library development policy, and so those chapters will come separately. Full disclosure, these policies, some of them dated to prior to 2010 and hadn't been revised much since then. And so I put them into ChatGPT and said, hey, can you make this plain language and make it make sense? So full disclosure, the first edit was ChatGPT. But then we went back and had multiple people read through it, and I tried to add more reference language to our logic model into the policy as well. So you can see, like, in the introduction, it says GRL is a patron-centered organization expressed through a commitment of exceptional service, forward-thinking, community-focused. That comes straight from our core values section. Another example is...
what page?
That was page 63. Page 65 under staff. GRL's empowered, knowledgeable staff are dedicated to offering exceptional service and anticipating future service needs. They interpret library rules. So we tried to add some of those pieces that we've been trying to make foundational for the organization into these administrative policies. So they did come down one reading level, but that was all because I couldn't abandon the library jargon completely. But I tried. So that's the background on this section of policy. Anyone has any questions or caught a typo, all of that is welcome.
Is there any questions for Karen about those policies?
Under 3B, volunteers.
Yep.
After the section, volunteers are selected without considering personal characteristics. Is all that after that, is that required by some grant or something?
It is not required, but it is language that comes straight from our personnel policy. So I felt like it should be the same as what was in our personnel policy in relation to anti-discrimination against hiring and selection.
Is it just a lot of it seems unnecessary? You just get not considering personal characteristics, and then you have a whole bunch of stuff that I don't think we would be asking volunteers about. I mean, if a kid walks in with a Hail Satan thing on, they're giving you an idea of what where their head's at. But, you know, I mean, other than that, we shouldn't be asking.
We generally don't ask. That's what it's saying, is we're not selecting based on that.
Madam Chair, one yes. more thing on the Youth Advisory Council. I know that is something up and coming. Is there a way to get some feedback from the Youth Advisory Council that could be reported at board meetings? Because it would be nice to hear what they are working on and what are their...
Oh, yeah, we could add it to the committee updates.
Yes.
They just met on Friday, and we, the Strategic Planning Steering Committee is doing a SWOT analysis as part of the strategic plan. We are also sending it to the Youth Council. They asked to be included, so we'll see what they come up with.
Yeah, that would be interesting, but yeah. It would be nice to hear from them because, you know, they are the voices for tomorrow.
Yep. They just did elections, so we're just getting the next iteration of the council up and running.
Okay, so this
was
is...
Was the first year a good experience?
Most of them came back. So, and we now have full representation from all six counties.
Wow.
That
great.
Is awesome.
What's the numbers?
There's, I think, a dozen kids total.
From each.
I don't know if it's exactly two from each county, but it's pretty close. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is an action item. So is there any other questions about the policy review and revisions? I'll look for a motion to accept them. That's approved.
I'd make that motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Go ahead.
Who made that one first?
Lynn.
Lynn made that one. Thank you for the clarification. Any further questions about that? There was a call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion opposed?
Just me.
Okay.
In the aforementioned section.
So motion carries. 14.3, American Library Association, United for Library Boards Training. Erin, that's all you.
Yeah. So United for Libraries, I think those of you who were on the Collection Development Committee may remember references to United for Libraries. It's associated with the American Library Association, and they've worked toward educating around the topic of book challenges across the country. They have training available in a platform. For library boards, the state of Minnesota's State Library Services has paid for a 2-year subscription to this training for board members. So there's two different types of training available. One is a longer form, which is like 1-hour on-demand webinars. One is called Banned Books 101, What Library Boards and Trustees Need to Know. I watched this one, and and then there's one called Law and the Right to Read, What Your Trustees Need to Know. If you remember that collection development meeting where we had legal counsel here talking about different court cases, the Law and the Right to Read actually had some updates to the court cases that are still in the process of working their way through. So I can send the training out to folks. It also has... a series called Short Takes for Trustees. So there's trustee competencies, working effectively with the library director, library's budget for trustees, everyday advocacy. So different topics, and they're like 10 minutes long. Some boards around the state are watching it as part of their board meetings in a series. I don't know if they'd be interested in doing that as a group during a meeting, or I can just sign you all up for it, and you guys can watch whatever you want. The caveat with the trustees topic in particular is this is a national training, so library boards look different across the country. In some communities, it's elected officials. Like, you run to be on the library board. In our case, you're appointed by your county. That's a little more unusual in that we're a multi-jurisdictional library board. A lot of library boards are city appointments or county appointments because you're a city or a county library board. So some of the training might be talking to board members who we are, you know, this is not that group. But for the most part, it seemed like it was useful, particularly if libraries are of interest or you just new on a board, it might be good information. So I wanted to let you know it was available and get your take on how you wanted to handle it, because it's only available for, like, I think it's 2 years, but that clock started ticking in the fall.
Is there a charge?
Nope, it's free to us through the state library currently.
So would we like to do it as a group, or I think maybe individually would be great? Consensus on that?
Is there a password or something, or is it just a link that we have to?
Well, you have to sign into their portal, so it's probably easiest if I take the email addresses for the board that you've given us and just send it to them, and then you'll get a link where you can log in. Otherwise, you have to go in and create an account and work with their person to get your account set up, and that just seemed less efficient. But I didn't want to just do that without talking to you. I'll make sure that that's what you wanted. And no, it's not phishing. It's actually a real email if it comes your way.
And you'd probably send us something that you registered us
to watch for. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, and I can highlight the ones that I saw. And they also have, like, Friends of the Library training that's available through there. Mm-hmm. And there was one on library storytelling and communication. So they have additional topics each month, but these are the ones that are out there right now that seem kind of relevant to what we've been talking about.
Okay. Maybe you could write in your email that you watched this and kind of this is a good one or not.
Yeah.
So it looks like a consensus. We'd all like that. Is there anybody who doesn't want their email submitted for that?
That sounds good.
All right. Very good. So that's definitely sounds like a go. 14.4, other... Karen?
You know, there is Library Legislative Day coming up at the Capitol on February 20th. I'm assuming there will still be Legislative Day. honestly.
Big assumption.
I'll know more after our update on Friday.
Who went to that last year?
Lee Lenzmeyer. And Wayne Bauer and Schmidt. It was awesome. And then Jamie Treneman, I went down.
What's the date again?
It's Thursday.
20th.
February 20th. And it's kind of an all-day affair. What Patty does is help set up as many legislative appointments. And we can't hit every legislator in Great River. Uh-huh. So we try to hit the people on the key committees. So like education policy, education finance, or those that are, you know, like Lisa Damath is Speaker of the House. She is our person. Like, I'm a constituent. So, like, the people that we might be able to influence if we need something to happen or if we have an issue come up. Sometimes it's just about relationship building, and it's usually a good day. We had a really good talk with, oh, gosh, who was it? Senator, I can see his face. He was a representative. He's from the St. Michael area, I think. Eric Lucero. Mm-hmm. We had a really good talk with Eric Lucero last year. So when we first met Eric, he was a representative, and Senator Lucero, at that time, the first question he asked was, are libraries still relevant? Mm-hmm. And so fortunately we had Skip, who is St. Michael Friends member, and Wayne with us, and they, as constituents in the area, talked about what libraries were doing. And so, you know, it's always a good conversation, and it's as much about raising awareness and just having those key contacts if something does come up. So.
Excuse me, Ms. Chair. So do you meet here and then carpool together to go?
Yeah, down? We usually take a library vehicle down there and work around schedules as much as we can. It's usually we leave, you know, they start at 10 a.m. with the legislative update, but sometimes we get appointments earlier than that, and so we don't end up going to the MLA lobbyist updates. We just do our own thing and meet with our people.
Here, you leave by 9 o'clock in the morning or something?
Usually a little earlier than that because, you know, you got metro traffic. But yeah, it would be great to go if you want to go down to the Capitol.
So can you send something out a week before that maybe or just a reminder?
Thank you, Ms. Chair.
Yep.
Sounds like a good time. Karen's a good driver.
Jamie drove last. She's a good driver, too.
Okay. All right. Number 15, board open forum. Anybody have anything burning to say in this cold weather? Pretty silent. Everybody wants to get on that road.
Is the library busier or slower when it's cold?
It depends. We had a lot of staff out today because of the cold and a lot of illness going around, but I heard you still had kids show up for story time today. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
I think if you're home with littles and it's like this, there isn't a lot of places you can go. So I imagine that was part of it.
Yeah. Any other questions, Patty?
If nobody else has anything, I'd like to talk a little bit about the reimbursement.
Oh, go for it. Yes.
Okay. So new forms? I passed out trustee reimbursement forms to everyone, although I know some of you declined last year. You do have the option to either receive per diem or mileage or decline again. If you would like to decline for the year, I've got the forms, and why don't you just check in with me afterward or send me an email or something so that we can get this filled out. So we need this in lieu of these forms for the auditor.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay. The next meeting will be February 18th. We'll have a Board of Trustee work session. We can't do any major action in that, right?
Right. Well, if something comes up where we need action, we will turn it into a special session, and that will mean that the agenda couldn't be amended that night. But typically our February meeting is kind of a look back on the previous year, you know, strategic plan updates. The diversity, equity, and inclusion team will be giving a report on strategic plan progress on those initiatives from the last several years, and that's a fairly new committee, so they're really looking forward to meeting the board.
Okay, and then we will have a finance committee meeting that night also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other comments before we close tonight? I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I need a second on that, or I can just adjourn it?
You can just adjourn.
Adjourned.